This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Time for an episode of Øyskjulith, and we go back to the middle of May for this story. So we're talking about an exercise that took place a couple of months ago, but there are some interesting words in here, and it's the kind of thing that does happen across Iceland from time to time to make sure the emergency services are up to speed, so to speak. Atli Sigþórsson has written the story in a simple form of Icelandic and will read it for us a couple of times as well. Hello, Atli.
Hello, Darren.
So the story then of the group training that was taking place in the northwest of Iceland, as I say, back in May. Mm-hmm. And we shall start under the rather worrying-looking photograph of that car which is on fire, but of course a car that was part of the exercise, all under controlled circumstances. Don't worry too much about that, but that's where we start. Let's go through this from the top.
Já. Viðbragðsaðilar á Norðurlandi vestra heldu stóra æfingu helgina. Viðbragðsaðilar eru til dæmis lögregla, slökkvilið, björgunarsveitir og allir sem bregðast við þegar verða slys. Æfingin helgina var hópslysæfing. Þá æft hvað á að gera þegar margt fólk slasast í stóru slysi. Næstum 200 manns tóku þátt í þessari æfingu. Í æfingunni var látið eins og rúta hefði lent í árekstri við þrjá fólksbíla. Það var rétt utan við Blönduós á Norðurlandi vestra. Ungt fólk og úlingar af svæðinu lék fólk sem lenti í slysinu. Það voru krakkar úr Húnaskóla og úlingar úr úlingadeild björgunarsveitarnar Skagfirðingasveitar. Æfingin gekk vel. Fólkinu sem tók þátt fannst að læra mikið, til dæmis að vinna vel saman. Helgina var svipuð æfing á Hornafirði. Hún var fyrir viðbragðsaðila á Suðausturlandi, en þar var látið eins og hefði orðið flugslys. Það tóku 140 manns þátt í æfingunni á Hornafirði. 20 af þeim léku fólk sem lenti í slysinu.
So we'll go back to the start, and mm-hmm. remember this was all something that took place in the middle of May, but we'll pick this apart line by line.
Já, viðbragðsaðilar á Norðurlandi vestra heldu stóra æfingu helgina. Emergency services in the northwest of Iceland had a large exercise last weekend. Viðbragðsaðilar eru til dæmis lögregla, slökkvilið, björgunarsveitir og allir sem bregðast við þegar vera slys. Emergency services are, for example, the police, fire brigades, rescue teams and everybody that responds when accidents happen. Æfingin helgina var hópslysa æfing. The exercise during the weekend was a group accident exercise. Þá æft hvað að gera þegar margt fólk slasast í stóru slysi. Then people are exercising to respond to many people being injured in a large accident.
It really tests what happens when lots of people are injured at the same time.
Næstum 200 manns tóku þátt í þessari æfingu. Almost 200 people took part in the exercise. Í æfingunni var látið eins og rúta hefði lent í árekstri við þrjá fólksbíla. During the exercise, it was enacted as if a bus had collided with three what's fólksbíla again?
Passenger cars.
Just normal
cars.
Það var rétt utan við Blönduós á Norðurlandi vestra. It was just outside Blönduós in the northwest. Ungt fólk og úlingar á svæðinu lék fólk sem lenti í slysinu. Young people and teenagers from the area acted people injured in the accident. Það voru krakkar úr Húnaskóla og úlingar úr úlingadeild björgunarsveitarnar Skagfirðingasveitar. Those were kids from Húnaskóli and teenagers from the teenage
youth department
of the rescue team Skagfirðingasveit. Yeah.
This is for younger people who want to train, presumably.
That's it.
The teams, yeah.
Precisely. Æfingin gekk vel. The exercise went well. Fólkinu sem tók þátt fannst að læra mikið. The people that took part in it felt that they learned a lot. Til dæmis að vinna vel saman. For example, how to work well together. Helgina var svipaðæfing á Hornafjörði. There was a similar exercise in Hornafjörður during the weekend. Hún var fyrir viðbragðsaðila á Suðausturlandi. That was for emergency services in the southeast of Iceland. En þar var látið eins og hefði orðið flugslys, but during that exercise, airplane accident was enacted. Það tóku 140 manns þátt í æfingunni á Hornafjörði. 140 people took part in the exercise in Hornafjörður. 20 af þeim léku fólk sem lenti í slysinu. Of these, 20 played people injured in the accident.
And you've got a photo there. Well, actually, this comes from Landsberg. It comes from the rescue agency.
Já.
And that looks like a plane on fire.
Yeah, they were burning a...
A real plane.
burning cars and planes and everything.
Yeah, I hope they didn't need them afterwards.
Oh, boy.
Because that's quite a commitment, isn't it, to the exercise, I think. You can find a link to that story, of course, to follow along with just under the first photo of that firefighter with the burning car at the exercise near Blunderus.
Yeah.
Atlee, thanks very much indeed.
Takk som leis.
It's RUV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. English@ruv.is.
There is more from RUV English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RUV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RUV.